Dr. Bill Williams, good morning, and let's get right into it. Tropical Storm Sally. What do you know,
it
Doctor?
It actually has a new location. The thunderstorm development has caused the center of it to shift over more toward where that thunderstorm area is. And as a result, a little bit of a change now in the track. Not a big change, but the track is going to move a little more to the east where it was. The forecast was yesterday. We now expect that Sally will become a minimal hurricane today and will make possible landfall over the mouth of the Mississippi River tonight. And then after that, it'll turn to the north and make landfall again on the Mississippi coast. That could be around Pass Christian or possibly even a little bit east of that in Gulfport. And that won't occur till tomorrow night. And so it's going to be a very slow-moving storm. And when it makes landfall, it could be then a minimal hurricane. After that, it will go inland on Wednesday and cross through southeast Mississippi and on into central Alabama. It looks like for our area, we could see some very gusty winds, particularly tomorrow and tomorrow night into early Wednesday, with gusts of up to 40, 45, or maybe even 50 miles per hour, and mainly out of the northeast to start and then swinging around a little more to the east through Tuesday and into Wednesday. It looks like along the coast we could see a storm surge now of about 4 to 6 feet on the Alabama coast and also around Mobile Bay. And so this is going to be a rain event. Some very heavy rain is expected. The storm is going to move very slowly on up into coastal Mississippi, and that slow track will enable that rain to really pile up. So in our area, we're looking at anywhere from 8 to possibly as much as 12 inches of rain through the storm period on through Wednesday. Some areas could have even more than that. So definitely rain is going to be a major part of this storm system.
Yeah, storm surge seems to be the worry here, as well as inland flooding. And what was that rain amount again? Because we're sticking in the east.
Anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of rain is now forecasted for this area. And it's possible that some areas could even have up to 20 inches of rain.
Wow.
And so that definitely is a big rain event. And of course, most of the rain, the heavy rain, will occur to the east of the storm center. So that means southeast Mississippi and southwest Alabama and even into the Florida panhandle. But again, along the coast, we could see a storm surge of 4 to 6 feet over Mississippi, particularly over near the Louisiana border. It could be more than 7 feet, possibly 7 to 11 feet in that area.
And you mentioned the east side of the storm always gets the most rain and gets the wind. But the way this storm, Sally, is projecting, it looks like we are the east part of the storm for a while, even as it crosses into center Alabama.
Yeah, we're certainly on the rainy side of it. And we would expect the strongest winds of the storm to occur on the Mississippi coast, stretching eastward through Biloxi and maybe to Pascagoula, where we could see some gusts to hurricane force. I don't expect that in our area, but of course, any slight move to the east could bring us into stronger winds. So we'll be watching that very closely. But right now, it looks like the target would be over around Pass Christian or possibly as far east as Gulfport.
Dr. Bill, with the projected winds for our area, would those translate into, possibly a lot of damage or power going out and that kind of thing? I know Alabama Power's on pins and needles right now and getting ready to go.
Yeah, anytime we see wind gusts getting up to 40, 45 miles an hour, you're going to see tree limb damage, and that can take down the power lines. Also, with all of this heavy rain, it can also saturate the ground, and that could cause some trees to weaken or fall over, or certainly a lot of dead wood in the trees will come down and with all that heavy rain. So those are some of the problems we'll encounter. But also, as you mentioned, flooding and flash flooding. We can get a lot of rain come down in a short period of time. And, of course, once the ground becomes saturated, which it will, then you get all runoff. There's no more water soaking in the ground. It's going to be runoff. So Flooding is going to be a problem, and eventually we will see river flooding here in Mississippi and portions of Alabama over the next couple of days, all that water coming down to the coast. But certainly for tonight and tomorrow, those heavy thunderstorms and showers will produce some flash flooding.
And Dr. Bill, while storm surge and inland flooding is the main concern in storms like these, we got a question from a listener. Lisa wanted to know, what about the possibility of tornadoes being spawned off from Sally?
That is always the possibility, and particularly on the eastern side of the storms. So in some of those feeder bands of rain showers that spiral into the center, particularly on the eastern side, we tend to see some tornado activity. So, yeah, that is a possibility and could affect Alabama and southeast Mississippi over the next day or so.
Dr. Bill, thank you so much, and we appreciate your updates.